Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Omar.
My name's Juan.
And we are back at it again after some technical difficulties.
You didn't have to snitch on us, Omar. There were no technical difficulties. It's the first time we've done this.
Yes, this is the first try today. We're back at it with another great episode for you guys. What are we talking about today, Juan?
Standards. We are talking about standards in our life, in our jobs, in our relationships, our friendships, or if you're like me, just one in your life. Everything encompassed in one. But I'll let my fabulous co-host Omar here start us off.
Okay. Well, let me explain to you guys where I'm coming from on this. Earlier this week, I was working on making a reel for our Instagram page, which if you're not following by now, you should be at the Intrinsic Podcast. And, you know, like we've been describing to you guys, we're trying to build this up, trying to come up with new ideas, you know, constantly trying to innovate this podcast and what we're doing, what we stand for, right? And so when I was making that reel, I like went through like a few different trial and errors, right? And it basically triggered something in me where I was like set in stone on this idea I had in my mind. I'm like, I refuse to post this if it's not up to that standard, right? Because for me personally, coming from like a creative aspect, when you have an idea in your mind and you can't fully do that idea that you have in your mind, it's like, it's not good enough, right? When you spend time drawing something or creating something with your hands, you want it to be exactly how you want it. You're coming from like a visual aspect, right? And if it's not visually pleasing, it's like, it just bothers you. It's just constantly annoying you, right? And so through this whole little experience throughout the week, I realized like, interesting. Like I didn't quit. I didn't stop. I kept, you know, chipping away at it until eventually I reached the day that we posted and all that. And then as I told Juan, you know, I was like super happy about it. I was like, damn, like this is dope. Like I'm proud of this, right? Give myself a little pat on the back, right? But I was like, this is awesome because this is going to kind of set a new standard for the kind of content that we're going to create on our social media, right? And that's where this was basically triggered, where I was like, you know, we've talked about reaching for the stars, coming up short, but still, you know, being at a good level, right? Perhaps exceeding past your prior standard. But what about like your bottom line? You know, like often whether it's in our work life or personal life, we get to a place where we come up short and, you know, we've all been there. It doesn't feel good, right? Where you either make a mistake or just because of lack of care, or lack of, being prepared, I guess, you just come up short sometimes in life. And it's like, you double down on it. Like, you're like so down on yourself about it. You're like, damn it. Like, I shouldn't have done this. Like, this shit went wrong. It's my fault or this and that, right? But it's like, I feel like sometimes that can be avoided by understanding what your standard is, right? If you hold yourself to a certain standard, I think it can help improve your overall life. And this kind of relates to the things that we've talked about in the past. But it's the bottom line. Like, no matter what, even if you're kind of like slightly tripping, right? You make a certain mistake. This is your bottom line. Like, you don't go any lower past this. You know, for people that are barely starting their journey of trying to improve their life, it could be something as simple as like, I have to make sure I wake up every day and make my bed, right? Like, that's your set standard. As we talked about many podcasts ago, right? That Juan was telling me like way before I actually made any improvement in my life, right? That was like the bottom line, right? Mm-hmm. Fast forward to once you start making progress, it's like, okay, now your new standard is I refuse to like make this mistake in the morning. Like I have to always wake up and do this. It's not just the bed. It's my regular routine every morning, right? To get you up and going for every day, right? That's like your set standard. So even if all goes wrong for whatever reason, right? You got in a car accident or you got fired from a job, whatever. It's like you were still at your optimal level. Right. So it's like things can happen. Things can go wrong. But were you doing what you were supposed to be doing? Did you do everything in your ability to be prepared for that day? Or was it since the beginning of the day that you were already throwing in the towel? Right. Because I think this would help explain to ourselves like where we're at mentally, right? It's like, were you prepared for this day? Were you not prepared for this day? What went wrong, right? And trying to kind of, I guess, see what were the issues? What were the mistakes that were made that day or that week or that month, right? Mm-hmm. It's the standard.
Yep, I agree. It's funny you bring up that first example of like just doing your bed, because I'm in a bed right now and my blanket is folded right there. Nice. So I'm still holding myself to it. I really thought it was honestly, the first time I heard about it, I don't know where it was, maybe like some podcast, something somewhere along the lines I heard about that. I was like, that's so dumb. That's just a waste of time. Because to me, I wake up and then I'm going to go do my whatever, go through the day. And then in the end, I'm going to come back here and lay down in my bed and go to sleep. And it's like, the blanket's going to get messy again. You know, you're going to use it. So it's like, to me, it seemed counterintuitive. Like, why would you do something over and over again when it's like trying to apply order, trying to apply order to a chaotic situation? It's like, well, we'll just let it be chaotic. That's okay. Really, in reality, and that is true. Like, why does it matter, right? I'm not necessarily, like, on the surface, a better person because I do my bed and I fold my blanket or whatever. But mentally, I 100% am, right? Because it starts with those small little victories, is what I believe they called it. I don't know if it was a book again. I'm really trying to remember. But you start off, you wake up, you fold your bed, or you fold your blanket. Damn, I was nice. Strong. I'm folding my bed. Yeah, exactly. You fold your blanket, you do your bed. And that's one victory. It's small, it's insignificant, but it is one victory. You know, however much weight you want to put in like the victories and failures of every day, that is a victory. And to start off the day with that, even though it seemed like such a simple thing, I'm like, you know, because I'm waking up at 6 a.m. personally to work out and I'm tired, but somehow I still keep folding my blanket. So even though it is something simple, like the circumstances, maybe for me, make it not so simple because I'm just fighting to be awake. I'm just fighting to like, and I have to go work out. You know, I'm starting to think about the workout and other things. Right. The blanket is the least of my concerns. But to stay focused enough to say, this doesn't really matter, but it does really matter. Because if something else goes wrong, you know what? You did this. You started off with this positive note. And that is, again, just good fuel for the rest of the day, I think. So that was sort of the beginning of when I really started looking at these standards. And I also view them on another word, like discipline, right? Being disciplined, holding yourself to a certain standard. From there, I think it's easy. So honestly, for anyone out there who isn't disciplined, for anyone out there who lacks standards, I would recommend the exact same thing I started with. When you wake up in the morning, whenever it is that you wake up, first thing you do, fold your bed. Fold your fucking, I keep saying fold your bed. Fold your blanket, do your bed, whatever it is. Just make sure that it's good. Go about your day, do everything. But do that at the very beginning. Because the thing I noticed as well is when you come back to, right, it's like night. You're like, all right, I'm going to go to sleep. Your bed looks nice. You're like, yes, I worked hard. I did this. I did that. My bed looks ready for me to sleep. I know it may seem like a dumb thing, but for me, every time I saw it, I'm like, yes, yes. And it's just a reminder, again, the complete loop that you always reference, right? You start off with that and you end with that. And you're like, all right, cool, nice. And yeah, again, that's a good way to start. And from there, you know, to build upon that, that'll be dependent on the person. But yeah, how do you do that? Do you? Fold your bed. Fold your fucking. I'm just gonna say fold your bed at this point. Okay. Do you fold your bed, Omar?
Let's make sure we make a note of that for future merch idea. Fold your bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, and I think I might have mentioned this before, but I don't really sleep. I do fold my bed.
Okay. Can you look to your left? I think your bed is to your left. Is it neat?
Well, considering it has a bunch of stuff that was on this desk on it, for the most part, yes, it is. I use my my bed as a storage station when I'm recording. But yes, my bed is folded. The thing is, like, I don't actually sleep like under the covers or whatever. Like, I get uncomfortable at night, so it's like I just have like blankets or whatever that I use. But I always make my bed in the morning before I do anything. Like, sometimes I'll even like. Sorry, my apologies, Juan. The funny thing is, like, I've heard that so many times on social media, probably even like in books or something, like way back in the day, right? It's like something that's like, because we all do it, right? It's like we're always sleeping. We all, for the most part, have a bed. Even if you have like a sleeping bag or whatever, it's like you make your bed, right? You clean it up, or you're at least getting it out of the way if you're like in a very compact space. And that's something that I definitely overlooked for the longest time. It's that initial setup to every day, right? You do that, you eat your breakfast, you're on your way, right? You know, you brush your teeth, whatever, all that stuff. It's the start to every day. And that's such a... Okay.
Real quick. You said like it's a small thing, right? What do you think it was about it that initially you just thought like, it doesn't matter? Is there something about it that you thought like, it doesn't matter, like, let me just go about my day?
Yeah, because I was very disorganized. So most times, as you'll remember, I'd be late to school, right? So I'd already be waking up late. So therefore, it's like I had less time in the morning. I'd be rushed. It's like, well, let's see. I'm already late to whatever I need to do today. What's more important, putting clothes on or making the bed? I'm going to say putting clothes on, right? And then I'd probably skip brushing my teeth or something and just run out the door. Right. That's why it's due to a lack of time management. Right. That's really what it comes down to. I definitely think it's important, though. I didn't realize it was as important until later on. Right. Once I'm actually like actively trying to make improvements in my life and all that. But once I recognized it, I was like, yeah, like I can't go a day without not making my bed. Right. There's certain aspects of your life that change as obviously you start making improvements in your life. But that was one of the things that I guess first happened to me, was like that I realized like, oh, like I have to make sure that bed is made like every day, you know?
Yep.
It's also interesting because as I'm getting deeper and deeper into this experience, I'm starting to question myself. Like, is it like when certain things aren't neat or certain things don't look good or whatever, right? Like I ask myself, is this something that I need to focus on, or is this me becoming like hyper aware of things and wanting to control every single aspect of my life? Right. Cause there is a necessity, I think, as you start making improvements in your life to, you know, take more control over, you know, both your mistakes and the good things that you're doing in your life, right? Every single aspect, right? You do want to assume more control, but there's also extremes, which we'll also always talk about, right? And it's like, if those extremes get out of hand, it's like, are you really being more efficient, or are you trying to like focus too much time and divert too much of your day into that, whatever task it is, right? And to kind of avoid that, to bring it back to what we're talking about, it's like you have your standards, right? It's like standards will help you stay in line to make sure that you're not overreaching, but you're also not coming up short, right? Yeah. That's the whole point of a standard. Whether it's like for work or career or relationships, right? It's like, am I putting time into this every week? Yes. Okay. That can be checked off your list, right? Once you can make sure, like if you have, right, make your bed, eat breakfast, brush your teeth every morning for a whole week that you haven't been able to do before, but now that's your new set standard. If you can check all those three things off your list every day, that's your standard, right? Once you can implement that into your regular life and no longer make it a change, but it's not part of your lifestyle, great. You move on. Now you have a new set of standards, right? Where it's like, let's make sure that at the end of the day, I also come back home and, you know, brush my teeth or do my, you know, some people have like a skincare routine or whatever, you know, make sure you do those things before you go to bed, right? That's the next standard, right? And little by little, you know, like I said, these aren't changes that you're making anymore. These are just your lifestyle now. Like, this is just what you do. You wake up, you go to bed. These things need to be done before and after. That's it. There's no if, and, or but, right? If you don't, right, you start kind of teeter-tottering, is kind of the way I see it. You start becoming a little bit too extreme, right? Because here's the thing. For me personally, when I know I'm not doing well, when I'm not focusing on the things I need to, I start to get, like, you know, I get to that extreme, right? Where I divert too much attention into one thing or another, right? I have a lot of things that I do throughout the week, apart from work, you know, apart from the gym. And so if I know there's something I need to do that I'm not doing, what I'll do sometimes is I'll spend too much time at the gym, or I'll spend too much time at work, you know, that I really don't need to, in order to avoid whatever other thing it is that I should be doing, right? And so, again, the standard is to check these things off my list, right? Every week, it's like, did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? Did I do this? Like, okay. If I don't, again, I get to those extremes. It's like, I get a little bit out of hand, and it's like, I'm trying to justify me being at the gym. It's like, oh, well, this is good. Like, I'm going to go for a PR today or whatever. Like, but it's like, not necessarily though. Right. And it's important to recognize that, right. For those who are listening, as you're making improvements in your life, it's really easy to kind of dip into these places and try to, you know, make yourself believe, oh, this is good. You know, I spent 3 hours or 4 hours at the gym. Like, that's really good for me. But it's like, what else could you have done with that time? Right. You know, for Juan, for example, he goes to the gym every day, right? For me, more so recently, I haven't been going every day because I got other things I need to do, but I still try to make sure I go to the gym every week, right? Your standards will change, but there's the bottom line, right? If I don't go to the gym at all for a week, it's like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling maybe a little bit heavier on my feet. I don't feel as good. I don't feel as happy. I don't feel as, like, healthy, right? I also don't feel as efficient when I'm at work. I don't feel like I'm on my toes, right? And it's part of kind of finding that balance, right, through those standards.
Yeah, I've spoke about a parallel topic in the past called backstops that I read from David Goggins' book. Essentially a method he used to navigate. So in forests and whatever urban scenarios you have, you're here. You want to get to from point A to point B, and you have a chart set up. Sometimes there are not, especially when you're in the forest or something, right? There's not a specific building that you can look at and say, oh, we went too far, right? These are just all trees. It's all just vegetation. And so what he ended up doing, not just him, of course, but what they do in the military is they set up these backstops, essentially. So they'll set up 3 to 4 backstops. If there's a left turn at one point, if there's a right turn, if you have to go and then, you know, go down with ropes, so on and so forth, any of those big sort of directional decisions, you set up a backstop there just in case you go too far. So if you have to take a right and say, I don't know, 1,000 meters or something like that, you set up a backstop at 1,200 meters and at 1,400 meters and at 1,600 meters. And each time, so even if you go too far, you get to the 1,200 meters, like, oh, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be by this ridge line. This is a bit too far. Or maybe some big thing like a river or something, like, oh, I hit the river. I went way too far. So in the same sense, even though it's important to, like, to think about what we can do, our ceiling, so to speak, we should also consider about our floor, right? What can we actually, what's the furthest down we can go down? We've spoken about, like, you know, sometimes you hit rock bottom. I mean, yeah, that is the literal floor, but that's not the floor that normally you want to be living with, right? The rock bottom should not be an option in your life in general. No one chooses to be there, right? It's just something, I mean, I guess you can make decisions to lead you down there. But if you're about this sort of mindset, about this lifestyle, you don't choose to be there, right? And that should never be your actual floor. You should have standards that you meet. And I'll be honest, it's annoying to me. It's annoying. The discipline, the standard, it's all annoying to me because it makes life harder. I'm going to be honest. Like, it does make my life harder. The fact that if I don't work out one day, right, not just because of this, like, streak I have going on of, like, some amount of days, that doesn't matter to me. It's just for me and my mental health, I need that there. But it's annoying that I'm as strict as I am, where if I don't wake up at 6 in the morning to go work out at like 6:30, by the time I'm at the gym, something is wrong. And everything else feels wrong after that point until I make it right and go to the gym. So if, you know, and I've done it before where maybe I go out the night before, I needed some extra sleep. I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll sleep in, work, go during my lunch hour to go work out, or if it's during the weekend, you know, 12 or 1. And that's fine, but it's not ideal because that whole point before that workout, I just feel like, oh, it's in my mind, like, oh, damn, I have to do that. I have to do that. There's this other concept that I read about called eating the frog. Essentially what it is do the thing you least want to do at the very beginning of your day. If you're at your job and you got some email, you know, the night before or something from your boss saying like, hey, this broke, like fix it, and you're dreading that email, that's the first thing you have to do before you do anything else. I mean, sure, get your cup of coffee, that's fine. But once you get to work, address that. And the reason I work out in the morning is because in the past, right, and I was still consistent in the past, I probably worked out like anywhere between 3 to 6 days a week, but mainly it was like 4 days a week before I started this like everyday thing. Thing about it though is some of those weeks where instead of working out 4, I ended up working out 3 or 2 was because I worked out late. And let's be honest, by the time, you know, we wake up, we go to school, we go to work, we come back, we're tired. I'm like, fuck this, man, I'm tired. Like, that takes time and effort to say, I'm tired, but I still have to do this other thing. And to me, working out is so important that I can't leave it to the end of the day anymore, because there's a chance that I just won't do it. There's a chance that I just will not go. And then that's what happens, right? Then my mental health is not as good. Then I'm not as strong-willed, confident, humble. All those other characteristics that I know I have come from me waking up in the morning, going to work out, you know, and having that, checking that box up. I checked that box up today. And so I feel very comfortable right now, laying in this bed, doing the podcast. Right? But if I wasn't, it's in the back of my mind, always in the back of my mind. So setting up those standards, having that discipline, it's a drag. I'm not going to lie to you and be like, I feel amazing. Like, this is the best decision I've made. It is the best decision I've made, but it's also probably one of the most annoying decisions I've ever made in my life, because I'm paying for it every single day. And you know what? I want to keep paying for it, hopefully for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what some of these standards look like, right? And you know, this all kind of depends on where you are in your life, right? The standards that we've set for ourselves are obviously different between you and I, right? And they're also going to be different from the ones that you set for yourselves, you know, to those that are listening. So don't in any way try to like say, like compare yourself to us. You know, for both Juan and I, we're friends, you know, we get along, right? But we both respect each other in our own lives, and we both understand that we're in different places, right? Obviously we want the best for ourselves, right? But we also understand like, oh, well, you know, he's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing, right? We can never compare ourselves to each other because we just live different lives, you know? And so I do want to say that before, right? Because we do want to avoid people feeling like down on themselves when they listen to this podcast. I want this to be inspirational. I don't want this to be like, oh, fuck, I'm fucking up or this or that, right? That's not the case at all. So do understand, right? When you're listening to these things, listen to it critically, but don't compare yourself and don't put yourself down. We do hope to inspire you, but okay. Let's get into it. What do some of these standards look like, right? Like say for, let's start off with fitness. I think that's an easier one. Because like Juan has described, right? He's on his, what day are you on right now?
I don't know. I'll have to check.
You lost track?
200, 205, 206, something like that.
Okay. So Juan's in the 200s in terms of days that he's consecutively worked out, right? Now, some could say that's a very high standard, right? And I would agree. I think I would agree. But even in that realm of like, okay, working out every day, Juan could tell you, there's standards to that, right? Because anybody can just show up to the gym or just show up to their home fitness center, right? And get a couple sets in, right? To just feel good, right? Yep. But there's a difference of just doing the bare minimum and doing the most you can every day, right? And as Juan will tell you, that changes day after day. You'll have good days, you'll have iffy days, and you might even have some bad days there. Now, Juan, I want to ask you this. How do you make sure that you can consecutively work out all these days in a row? What kind of a standard would you have to set for yourself to make that an actual thing, right? Because it's not just about showing up. It's not just about, you know, working out biceps every day, right? To make them look good and get that pump, right? It's not just about the pump either. Like, what exactly does that standard look like for you?
Yeah. So, like you said, this will depend on the person if you want to start doing this. For me, my standard and the reason I work out always, not always, but since I started like this mindset journey thing, like probably a year or two ago, to me, what constitutes a workout is suffering, you know, just like something, doing something that is uncomfortable to me. That is what it is. For someone out there that maybe works out really hard and their body super tight, like maybe doing yoga, something that's super uncomfortable, would constitute as working out. For me, what it means is, you know, I have specific days. So I'll have Mondays back day, Tuesdays chest. Because I'm working out 7 days also, I mean, I'm not like dumb about like working out every single day. So I also have like two, what I call recovery days. I primarily do a lot of motions, a lot of stretches and yoga every single day, pretty much. So every single day after I work out, I do yoga. So Wednesday will be recovery day, Thursday legs, Friday shoulders, Saturday recovery, and then Sunday arms, biceps, triceps, all that sort of stuff. What that is, the weight that I do, the reps that I do, the sets that I do, that just varies. It varies from, you know, sometimes I decide to go a bit heavier and I'll have legitimate heavy weeks where I label that like, all right, we're going to go, I'm going to go and I'm going to lift heavier weights than usual. And other times I'll have light weeks where I'll go very lightweight, but I will do, I don't know, 15 to 20 reps, right? Per set, something like that. All it boils down to me is, am I doing something that I don't want to do? And honestly, most of the days, just because I do like to sleep, that box is checked in with just waking up at 6 a.m. So specifically the time was chosen for that. The time was chosen because I like to sleep. And I knew that waking up early would suck. I knew that I would hate it. And I knew that it would just bother me, you know, especially like doing it in the weekend where it's your time to chill, your time to relax and recover or whatever. Right. Doing it consecutively, I knew that would put me in an uncomfortable situation. So from the very beginning that my alarm rings, I am uncomfortable because I'm waking up early in the morning. Then, of course, you go and you lift weights and you get the normal discomfort from lifting up weights that you maybe can't. A lot of people just think about the discomfort of lifting weights of like you only experience it when you lift a weight that you've never lifted before. False. Lift a super light weight like 100 times and tell me if you're not going to be uncomfortable with that. So that's the standard for me. Just anything that makes me feel uncomfortable will be that workout consideration.
Okay. Beautiful.
And sweating like most of the time.
Yeah, of course. Because if you don't break a sweat, I mean, did you really work out?
Yeah.
And I think that's a great standard to set for yourself, right? Again, not for everybody. I myself attempted to try to implement that kind of standard in my life, and I failed, right? And since I failed, I tried it, I think, one or two other times, still failed, you know? And what that says to me is, perhaps I'm not at that level yet. Perhaps I'm not prepared yet for that kind of workload, right? Because here's the thing. When you start working out, after the first few months, then you're able to, you know, your body adapts and you're able to do some weight, right? I'm not saying serious weight, but depending on your genetics, your body might excel in certain exercises. And you'll notice, right, some people that have longer limbs can do better in certain things. People that have a shorter frame can maybe do heavier weights in other exercises, right? That's just genetics, right? But don't fool yourself. Don't think that, oh, like, I can do serious weight. Like, I'm going to do this all the time, right? Because as Juan's saying, he needs recovery days. Even somebody that's working out every day is going to need recovery days. And so don't fool yourself by saying, oh, I'm going to work out biceps like every day of the week and I'll be fine, right? Especially if you have like a labor-intensive job. Yeah, good luck with that. You're going to, your week is going to suck. Probably the month, actually, right? Mm-hmm. And so, again, Juan has his standard, right? I had set a standard for myself, but I had to kind of change because I started getting more things that I needed to do throughout the week. But my standard was to basically target certain muscle groups, right? Like your legs, your shoulders, your back, your chest. I tended, and I still kind of do, I kind of skip arms. I don't really focus too much on the guns per se. Toward the end, I started.
Guns out. You know, man. That's the law, bro. Summer's coming too.
Yeah. For me, it was mostly just because that was like the first thing I would target when I go to the gym. And I'm like, oh, I'm being like a complete a-hole. You know, like I'm over here like,
That's true.
And then all of a sudden you go to the bench press and like you can't do anything. You know, it's like, that's embarrassing. It's got to be the other way around. Yeah. But this is coming from somebody that hadn't worked out for the longest time. Right. So I'm still very much in the very beginning of my physical journey. Right. And I've reached some pretty cool checkpoints. You know, just the other day when I was with Juan, we went to the gym after recording and I hit a PR. And that's after, for the most part, being absent from going to the gym for like about a week or two. I think at that point it was like 2 weeks. But again, my standards have changed, right? I still want to do good. I still want to improve my health. But I was telling you recently, like, I think I got to start implementing more cardio in my stuff. You know, like if I'm not going to be working out consecutively as often as I used to, I think I should just prioritize cardio at this point, right? Because it's something different. It's something I haven't really focused too much of my time on. And if I'm not going to be working out as often, maybe it'd be better for me to focus more on that if I'm still trying to lose weight, right? Because I have been able to make some improvements in weightlifting because I have been able to hit some PRs. It's like, let's go towards something that's difficult. Let's go towards something that makes you uncomfortable, right? Like Juan's saying, I think that is one thing that both Juan and I could agree on. That is part of our standard is we're not working out to go have a good time or enjoy ourselves in some form or another. It's almost like a self-induced punishment, right? And some people might say like, whoa, bro, like that's kind of intense. Yeah, but it's like, it has to be that way though, right? Because think of a blade.
Those are your standards.
Right? Yeah, I mean, if it's your standard, right? But like think of a blade, right? That after numerous cuts, it just gets a little bit more dull. It can still cut, but it's a little bit more dull with each cut, right? And you do it over and over again. Imagine you use this blade, you know, throughout a whole year. By the end of that year, that blade might have a little chip in it, you know, it might be a little bit dull, might not be as useful. And the way I see it is by holding yourself to that kind of a standard, it's really sharpening your blade, right? It'll really allow you to excel in other aspects of your life, right? That's one thing that Juan taught me and that I also learned myself. Because when you hold yourself to that standard, it's like, holy, like, wow. Like you don't even know what you're capable of until you push yourself. Right.
Yeah. How did you choose that metaphor? Because Goggins did the exact same thing, just not with a sword. He said not with a knife. He said with a sword. Same thing. You beat it, right? Like when you make a sword, you put it in the flame, right. And then you beat it with the hand. And then that was hilarious. He was explaining it in the exact same way. He's like, you beat the shit out of it. He was super aggressive, like he always is. Like, you beat the shit out of it. He's like, I'm that sword. I'm like, oh, okay. So it's interesting that you chose that almost the exact same metaphor.
Might have been inspired by him. I mean, I did read his book. I haven't finished reading it, but I have read his book. I think I do actually remember that example. That's just me. I just love visual examples. I love being able to help people get that picture in their mind, you know, because words can only take you so far. But when you have a vivid image, you're like, oh, I see that, right? That's the way that you taught me, right? And that's the way that I kind of started moving in my own kind of fitness journey. And it's been great. You know, I enjoy it. Just this last time, when I hit that PR, I had to sit down on the floor like afterwards, right? And you're like asking me like, "You all right?" And I'm like, "I feel great." You know, it's like I'm dead, but it's like I feel great. And I truly enjoy reaching that ultimate vulnerability in the gym, right? Because yeah, anybody can just show up and do like some heavy weight and like look in the mirror, you know, pose, flex, and go on about their day. But I'm not there for that. You know, I'm not there for the feel good. I want to feel good after I feel bad, if that makes sense. I want to hold myself to that high standard to the point where whatever I feel that day, whatever I feel that week, I can put it out through the gym. You know, I can exert myself to the very last drop of sweat, the very last bit of energy that I have at the end of my day and say, okay, I left it all in the gym. I can go home now. I can rest. Like it's been taken care of. Otherwise it's like, you feel like you have additional weight on your shoulders. You feel perhaps a little bit more anxious, a little bit more, unsteady, you know, you're not steady in your regular routine throughout the day. Anyways, that's kind of what a fitness journey standard looks like. Right.
It's funny you mentioned that because I told you before the podcast or even before, this was like a difficult ish work week for me. And actually one day, I don't remember which day it was. I think it might've been Tuesday, Thursday. I don't know what it was. But I had stayed up the night before. And so I was like, all right, you know, again, here's those compromises, right? You have to do them sometimes. Sometimes they come back to bite you. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not going to get enough sleep. I'm going to not work out in the morning. I'll work out midday. Something like that, right? Also, like, because I'm back home, like, I'm taking my mom to work. So, you know, like, that's early in the morning. Then it just, like, throws a wrench. I'm like, all right, you know, I'll take my mom to work, come back, sleep, work, and then, you know, work out after. That particular day, I got some frustrating news of a potential mistake that I made. And I hadn't worked out. Right. And I'm not saying this is a pattern, but I was thinking about it, especially throughout the day, where I was really frustrated. I found out about this. I'm like, fuck, like I fucked up. I was looking into it, but my mind just wasn't there. My mind was just like triggered. Like I just really couldn't. And the first thing that came to mind is like, I need to work out. And I immediately changed and I went and I worked out. I'm not saying like there's a pattern, like I didn't work out and a bad thing happened. Like, no, it was just going to happen. No, it's something that's just there. But I did feel in that moment when I found out about this, less capable of dealing with it than if I had worked out. Because what I did is I went and worked out. Again, I suffered, and it sounds like a masochist type of thing. Like, why would you want to? Because when you wake up in the morning, you suffer, whenever it is that you work out and you lift a really heavy weight, right? Like Omar's talking about that PR of the deadlift or that PR of the squat. I don't care how difficult your job is. It's really, really difficult that it's going to reach a level of difficulty of that particular exercise, of that exact thing. And we're not talking about, you don't have to like hit PRs to really know what that is. Again, do lightweight and feel that discomfort. And so when I was in there, I was mad and I was lifting weights mad. So I know I could have like, you know, potentially gone for a PR or whatever, other things like that. Like I didn't care about that though. It was just frustration. And I went up, I showered, I got back to my table to work, and I just fixed the problem pretty much like within 2 to 3 hours of that. Right. And that's what I'm talking about. That is what it's for. Like Omar was talking about, you do this, you go through the difficult moments to find yourself and to build up your actual will. Right. The line that Goggins says that I love is he says, I'm not training to lift 300 pounds. I'm not training for, you know, to run a 4 minute mile. I'm training for life, for the game of life. And that I take to heart. That's exactly what I'm doing. I don't care if anybody lifts more than me. If they look better aesthetically than me, I could not give a fuck. Legitimately, I don't care. Because for me, it's no longer physical, it's mental.
Right.
And those are the standards. By having that, then I know, and that's why I'm as confident and at the same time as humble as I am. Because I did that, but then again, it was hard. Right. So you get that duality of like, I did that, I should feel really good about myself, but it was really, really hard and I was miserable. Right. So you walk around the day confident and humble. And a confident, humble person, add patience to that. Those are the dangerous people in life.
Yeah. That's a beautiful human being. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that takes us to the next aspect, right, of standards is work life, right? As Juan was describing, throughout his work week, he stumbled upon something that, you know, he had to deal with that essentially forced his hand. He had to move differently, right? He had to reinforce certain things within that day to make sure he was able to see some sort of improvement, right, in his work day, right? Again, these are different standards, you know, for both Juan and myself than probably from the people that are listening, right? But I work for myself, right? I have a certain amount of responsibilities. The kind of job that Juan is in requires a lot of responsibilities as well, right? It's a massive amount of weight on your shoulders. And sometimes things do go wrong. But at the end of the day, if something is out of line, if there are mistakes that are made, you still have your bottom line. You still have a set standard, right? You still need to get your work done. For me, for example, if I make a mistake, if it's something that I've done, I got to fix that. There's no doubt in my mind. Even if I've moved on from that job site, you know, onto the next client, if I get a call the next day and they're like, hey, so something went wrong or something's not right, like, you bet your ass, the second that I get off of work, I'm still going to go back to that other client's house. And if that means me putting an extra 2-3 hours in at the end of my day when I'm already technically off the clock, so be it. You know, all I got is myself, right? And that's the kind of standard that we're working with when it comes to work life, right? Again, different for us and probably for other people, but because we have this standard for fitness, right? For our general health, you can assure yourself that when it comes to work, it's going to be at that same standard, if not a little bit more intense, right? And the reason that we do these things is so that, say, you know, we've all had that day where it's like you're at the office or you're at your job and you just really feel like punching the wall, you know, like you're like, God damn it. Like, I hate today. Like this sucks, you know, and you just want to exert some energy into that nice, nicely finished wall. Right? It's the only thing that you feel like can make you feel better at that point in time. But if you exert that energy at the gym, if you exert that energy, you know, in the beginning of your day, like Juan, or if you exert that energy at the end of the day, like me, you won't have that when you're in the work scenario, right? If anything, you might still have energy, right? But that energy will now be exerted in coming up with a solution, you know, reaching out to somebody for some help. Right. Getting a second opinion. Right.
Glad you're touching on that.
Yeah. That's what that leads to.
I was like, I haven't felt like that in a while. The same exact thing. Cause every time I work out, I feel like I'm punching all the walls.
Yeah.
So when I'm at my job, it's like all my energy of like conflictive energy, like fuck this, frustration, anxiety, stress is for me, at least it's all gone by that point. Just like, exactly. Hey, cool, this happened. How do we solve it?
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're talking about, right? Because we are setting these standards, you can avoid from having that emotional weakness is kind of what I want to call it, right? You now reinforce some stability with your emotions. You can now have that constant in your life where you know, like, okay, if shit goes wrong, all goes wrong. At least I know is at the end of the day, I still got myself. I still got my stability. I still got my mind. I still got me. I'm still one piece. You know, I'm not going to just immediately fall apart the second that something hard happens in my life, right? Because you're holding yourself to that standard, right? Again, the bottom line. Okay, shit goes wrong at work. We got it. This happens to the both of us. It'll probably continue to happen, right? It's not something you can avoid sometimes. It's not always in your control, but you are in control of yourself. You are in control of your emotions. You are in control of what you do outside of work, right? And by building these good routines, these good standards, when you're in the workplace, you can be professional. Like, you won't have a single thing in you that will cause you to break out, right? You know, I had told Juan, I'm not sure if I talked about this on the podcast or not, but I had this like neighbor of the person I was working for. One of my clients had this crazy neighbor, right? Completely caught me off guard. And I hadn't felt this uncomfortable in a very long time, right? And like my anxiety just like went out the roof. I was like, whoa, like what was that? You know, that was like somebody casting whatever thing they got going on in their life onto everybody else, right? And we've talked about that. That's what that looks like. If you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not making sure you're constantly checking up on yourself, reflecting, making sure you're in a good place mentally and physically, like you will affect everybody around you. And that's exactly what that was. And I was like, oh no, like I've been so good. I've been avoiding people like this for a good while now. Like why now? Right. Mm-hmm. Especially why at work? Like, I don't want to deal with this. Like, I'm not even working for her. She's just like the neighbor of the person that I'm working for. And at that point in time, I'm like, no, you know what? Like, screw this. Like, no, I have no reason to deal with you. Like, I'm not working for you. You're not paying me, you know? And if anything, it's like, you should be talking to my client, not me. And that's exactly what I said, you know? And in that moment in time, I dealt with it accordingly, professionally, the best way I could. Right. But had I not been holding myself to a good standard in life, in my own personal life, I probably would have started a fight with her. We probably would have started arguing. We probably would have started maybe at some point gone physical. I don't know. That's not my kind of character. Right. But I know that's what that looks like when two people like that collide. It's terrible. Like, you better like run for it. You better hide, because that's when you have those random things when you're like driving on the road and you just see people like yelling at each other from across the street or like throwing chairs at each other. Like, that's what that looks like. Right. And so by implementing these standards in your life, you're helping yourself avoid these situations, you know, both for yourself and for others, you know, the people that you care for, the people that you work for, the people that you work with, or just generally anybody around you. Right. It's, you don't want to be a public nuisance. You don't want to be the person that everybody feels bad for. You know, you want to be the person that motivates people. You want to be somebody that inspires people. You want to be somebody that's a true leader at some point in your life, right? That's what that looks like, you know, having those kinds of standards. It avoids any slip-ups, you know, to the best that you can, right? Of course, as we all know, there's still things that are out of our control in life, and that's fine. But if you're giving it your all and you come up short, at least you got that standard. At least you know your bottom line. And you don't bend it, you don't break it. That's your rule that you set for yourself, and only you know what that is, what that looks like, right? But I think the second that you remove that kind of standard in your life, like, I mean, I personally wouldn't know who I'd be, right? Because then there's no rules. There's no order in your life. There's no respect for yourself or others. You could wake up, not make your bed, skip breakfast, go to work half dressed, like not, you know, listen to a stop sign. You know, completely just take it, you know, all hell is loose. And that's dangerous. It's a dangerous way to live. I've been there before. And I hate myself for that now, right? When I look back at it, I'm like, that's somebody that's living very dangerously. It's a very reckless type of behavior, you know, to have very little, if no, regard for anybody else, not even yourself. That looks like the worst thing that you could possibly do in your life. Right. And that's what we're trying to avoid here, you know, to build yourself up, to become a responsible adult. You know, if you're 21 or if you're 18 and you're still living very dangerously, still living recklessly, I would probably consider either listening to some of our past episodes or trying to reach out for some help. Because that doesn't really it doesn't reach any good destination, you know. Doesn't lead anywhere good.
Yeah.
But yeah. You know,
what else can I say about that?
Not much else, really. Not much else, really. I mean, the other aspect too, in terms of standards, is also like, just like your personal life, you know. With relationships, with the people that you love, right?
This is why I told you, like, before the podcast, like, I view all of these as the same thing,
right?
Like, my standard for, I have one standard for my life, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be the best that I can be.
Right.
All it is, sometimes the best that I can be isn't really that good. Sometimes the best that I can be is great. Just depends on the day. It depends on the mood, right? I'm human. I know that, like, I let emotions get the best of me sometimes. And sometimes when I'm trying to be the best brother or the best, son for my mom, sometimes I get annoyed. I'm like, why are you talking about that? Right. Sometimes I'm rude. Sometimes that just happens. But one, mm-hmm. being situationally aware, and, you know, that's something that I do excel at. When I do and say stuff like that, I'm like, in my mind immediately, as soon as I say it, I'm like, you're an idiot. Like, you're an idiot. And I immediately, I'm like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. But this is why I said it, right? Not just like apologizing for something, but actually like giving purpose, giving reason behind it. It's not an excuse. Like, hey, I'm just having a difficult day. You know, that's not an excuse, but that's, you know, part of why this is going on. And I need to talk to you about this and that, right? So these standards, at least for me, like, again, whether I'm at work, whether I'm considering like the friendship that me and Omar have, like a friend that I can be for him, the brother that I can be for my sisters, the son that I can be for my mom, all of that to me is the same thing. Just like, I have to be better. I have to be the best version of myself always. And at the very mm-hmm. minimum, if I fuck up one day, we've said it before probably a million times, like, be better the next day, better the next day than you were. I want to be better tomorrow than I was today. And this is why, again, I feel like I'm repeating myself. Everything connects. If I'm doing great at work, chances are I'm doing great in my personal life. I'm doing great there, chances are I'm doing great at the gym. Chances are I'm doing great there. It doesn't mean I'm setting PRs at the gym. It doesn't mean I'm jumping into new relationships. It doesn't mean I'm getting a new promotion. It just means I'm walking the path that I laid out. And I know that I laid it out for a reason, and I know what lies at the end of that path.
Mm-hmm.
One, another path, but two, what I was looking for. So I'm perfectly content with those quote-unquote boring days where you work, you talk to your family, you talk to your friends, you work on your podcast, your side businesses, you do art, whatever it is, and that's your day, right? Yes, I like to travel. Yes, I like all these incredibly euphoric experiences, but I'm also super content with just putting in the work. And again, putting in the work for me is putting the work into your life. Fuck work, fuck everything else. It's something that I've talked about with like past partners. Like, you seem to be very like into your work. I'm like, no, you're not, you're misunderstanding. I'm very into my life. I'm very into being the best that I can be. And in some cases, work just takes more time. In some cases, relationships take more time. It just varies, right? And wherever you're missing out on something, wherever you're fucking up, throw that little gap in, fix it, deal with it, move on to the next thing. Again, it's a simple thing. Just be better than you were yesterday. You can do that. Honestly, like, you're my people. You're my people if you do that sort of stuff, because we're not perfect. But we're trying to be better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's perfectly said. I mean, the only other thing I would say is just like, if you're looking, you know, for that improvement in your life, if you're looking to change, as Juan explained to me early on, it's not about being the best every day. It's not about having a good day every day. It's about consistency. You know, having that constant in your life, right? And that's kind of what, for me, is defined as a standard. You know, you don't bend or break it, and you're doing this consistently. That's the whole point of a standard. Because, of course, you'll slip up, you'll make mistakes. Sometimes you have bad days. That's inevitable. But by having the standard and implementing it into your life, you can create a more consistent basis, therefore creating a foundation for your life, right? Forming, you know, new levels, new aspects later on and so forth. But in the initial stage, when you want to make an improvement, when you want to change, you need a good foundation. And we've talked about that before. And this is how you do it, by setting that standard, creating something that you're going to consistently be working on, consistently doing. That's the only other thing I wanted to say. But you know, shout out to Juan. He's the one that teaching that. He put me onto that. And of course I'm not proficient at it, but I've definitely been working towards it. Ever since I decided to make a change in my life, and I haven't looked back since. You know, of course I'm not perfect, but with every day that comes by, I try to become a better person. And at the end of the day, I think that's all you can really ask of yourselves. You know, when you look in the mirror and you're reflecting on your life and who you are and what you've become, I think, you know, we all are definitely, you know, hard on ourselves. And sometimes you get really, really deep into the emotional aspect of life, right? And you're like, damn it, I didn't do that. But at the end of the day, I think what it comes down to is just wanting the best for yourself, wanting the best version of yourself to come out. So that you can enjoy yourself, you know, it's one life. If we don't reincarnate, why would you want any less?
Enjoy yourself. And you know, it's not a selfish thing. I've told you this. You being better makes everyone around you better.
Absolutely.
I love my family and I love my friends. So I know for a fact, me doing better will do great things for me, but spread it out. It happens to you. It happens to everyone else. And so it's not a selfish thing. It's, again, I've said it like a million times, like you can't change the world. You can't help other people before you help yourself. Right. Because then how are you really helping them?
You're not. Yeah. Well, last thing I do also want to say is I want to give a compliment to Juan. Looking very stylish over there with that white bandana. Cool. Looking very peaceful. Looking like a soldier of peace.
There you go. I had to match you because you came fucking white and very American actually as well. See that Mexican? Ooh, double flag today.
Some patriotism. Some patriotism for your ass.
The S of hat is the white, the blue and the red, right?
Yep.
I got to see that. Yeah. Just ignore the green. The green doesn't matter.
Hey, green is always important. Yeah, I mean, I think if you haven't noticed by now, I'm very what do you call it?
Patriotic.
Yeah. I'm patriotic in almost every aspect of my life because I know that the way I move is a representation of, you know, people that look like me or people from my kind of background, you know. It's not like I'm necessarily living my life in order to be like, hey, look at him or whatever, you know, like I also don't really compare myself to others, but if somebody for some reason is not at all aware of my culture, my background, people that resemble me, I want to give a good impression. I want to tell them there's people out here that do good in the world and they might look like me, you know? I don't want to give a bad impression and say like, oh dude, like Mexican people, man, those people suck. You know, like I want people to say like, hey man, this guy's like Latino, Hispano, you know, he's Mexican American. He's a dope dude, you know, like in the hopes that it gives a good impression of our kind of people from our background. I don't want people to think that, hey man, that dude's hella lazy. So, you know, all Mexicans are probably lazy or whatever, you know, that's all it is. But I love my country. I love where I live. I love where I was born. I love my background. I love where, I love my heritage, you know, I love it all. It's definitely very, very critical component to who I am as a person. So there's that. But
there we go.
Omar, send us away, Juan. Yeah, I'm a proud guy. Proud guy.
Let's wrap it up. Omar has our wow of the day.
Okay.
And we'll conclude the episode with that.
All right. Well, our wow today comes from Mandy Hale. Shout out to her. And the wow is as follows. Refuse to lower your standards to accommodate those who refuse to raise theirs. Think about that one for a second. Let that one sink in. And also, don't forget, fold your bed. And
always fold your bed, kids. Come on.
Always fold your bed. That's definitely going to be in a t-shirt at some point in the future. And
do you even have gains if you can't fold your bed?
Oh my god, I can already picture it now. It's like two arms just like flexing and just like bending a whole ass bed.
Yes, exactly.
Fold your bed, nice. Yeah, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Like we said, we are on YouTube now. If you're listening to us on Spotify or any other listening platform, of course, as I said, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and all the other good stuff. So check us out on there as well. If you're at work, if you're at the gym, if you want something else to listen to, we are here for you, for your listening pleasure, as well as on Instagram. Now, on Instagram, we're going to continue to try to grow it, bring some more content for you guys, separate from what the actual podcast is. You know, we do have some clips there from the podcast episodes to give you a taste, but we're also trying to produce a little bit more content. You know, we're not content creators per se, but we're going to try, right? That's what we're about. So check us out on there. And if you like what we post, you know, if you like our reels, you like our whatever else we post, share it with your friends. You know, here's the thing. We could really benefit from people promoting us, supporting us, shouting us out, or recommending us, right? And the best part about it is it's free. It costs you nothing. I've supported a lot of my friends in the past, you know, in their little business ventures or doing little side gigs or hobbies. And I'm personally not going to ask anybody. I'm just going to tell people here on the podcast, you know, if you like what we do, if you love us, if you like the message that we're putting out there in the world, share us, promote us. You know, again, cost you nothing. And yeah, and I hope to continue to grow this podcast. I really enjoy it. I have a lot of fun. Shout out to my great co-host Juan. And yeah, we'll catch you guys on the next one.
See you guys.